Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey guys, this is Estee Strum and this is episode one of Baby Name Envy, the podcast. So I absolutely love all things baby names. Every single Monday on YouTube, you will find me doing a new list for inspiration, for ideas, because I have three kids of my own and I know that naming babies is just really hard. And it's actually one of the first things that, also with all the hormones, you end up arguing about nonstop for 9 months. But I didn't want to do this alone. I wanted to bring in the person that I go to for my own baby name ideas and inspiration, my sister, Naomi. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, SJ. That's really exciting. This is such an exciting time. So here we're going to go and help some people with some dilemmas as well.
We are. So brilliant. I've been asking my viewers to send in their real life. So they're all pregnant, they're naming babies, they've had some awful things happen, lots of crazy surnames, lots of siblings that they need names for, mother-in-law's opinions, just that is the world of baby naming. I know some people think that it's really easy and it might just be, you know, you just Google it and something pops into your head, but that's before you actually do it for a real baby. And then everyone has an opinion, even your husband.
Who I never factored in when I was a baby.
Me neither.
When I had my baby name virtual list in my head or in the back of my diary, I'd never factored in there'd be a husband involved.
Who would have an opinion.
It was really disappointing, yeah.
It is. And your husband, I've got to say, I feel like with my husband, Henrik, he just vetoed names. He didn't bring terrible names to the table, but you had a few shockers.
I had shockers, yeah. He was trying to lead the way with Thor for a long time. And I think I'd only just found out I was pregnant. I remember having to go for my first blood test and I was really scared. And the woman said, how are you feeling? And I was like, my husband just wants the name Thor. And that's exactly when she took the blood, because she knew that I was so distracted because I was so angry at the time. I really like the name Thor, but I don't think our baby would look like a Thor.
No. Not with his Brummy accent.
No, Thor. I know.
But you had really, really vintage names that you loved. Beatrice.
Loved Beatrice and even bought the book, Bring Back Beatrice.
Me too.
Did you?
Yeah.
The yellow coffee table book. I put it on the table and kept trying to softly put it into the conversation. And Lee was like, no, I just don't like it. I just don't like it. And then I said, well, I'm not even thinking we'll call her Beatrice. It could be Beatrix. We could just call her B. I just really like it. And he went, okay, I'll have a think about it. Now, because he is from the West Midlands, he turned around and went, okay, boo. And I was like, oh, I've gone right off it. So I did take into consideration his accent. But you've got the same because Henrik's Swedish.
Yeah, exactly. And we had a conversation. I was like, I like quite unique names and he's Mr. Traditional. So I just straight away had to sort of think, okay, we're going to compromise in the middle. But I remember saying I liked the name Winnie, which is now really popular. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, I like it. And I was like, couldn't believe my luck. Get my sister on the phone. And then he's like, Vinny, because he does a V instead of a W. Yeah. So you have to. And that's a lot of the messages I get, actually, are these disagreements. So we've both been in the situation and we turned to each other in the end, basically, because I'm a bit of a secret squirrel when it comes to my names.
Yeah, you don't. Well, you what you do is you discuss them and then never discuss it again. So you're like, that's it. I'm not telling you. Yeah, because with Freddie, for example, we had no idea it was Freddie.
Really?
In fact, you kept us guessing. In fact, we all thought it was Oscar because I think you did do a swerve ball at the end, didn't you? We were like, oh, and in fact, you received cards saying Oscar, didn't you?
I think so.
And then you went, yeah, it was Freddie, actually. And we were like, well, we just didn't know that. You just didn't tell us. You were just a complete secret squirrel.
He came with his name. Like, I had him. I called him Oscar. And then I literally just looked at him and went, oh, Freddie. And I just called him Freddie. Mm. And it was so weird.
That's lovely, though. I think that's really lovely.
And then Finn I picked. And you really convinced me on Finn because I did that hormonal wobble. Mm. And you were like, stick with Finn. Mm. And then I remember I wanted Barnaby for the middle. Henrik was like, totally no. He'd never heard the name Barnaby in his life.
I love it.
Exactly.
But it's not just Finn Barnaby, is it? It's Finn Barnaby Boo. So I think really Henrik doesn't veto that many names, does he? Because there's three scorchers right there. Finn, Barnaby, Boo. And then it rhymes with We Love You. So, I mean, could have thought of that? But it's brilliant.
Definitely not Henrik. And then I've got Evelina Blossom. And you helped me with Blossom. And then your names, obviously you did get Dorothea in the middle spot. So I feel like we're brave middle spotters, which a lot of my viewers are after. Bit braver in the middle you can go with. And also, bring that name in after labour, right after labour. That is when there is no more vetoing.
Exactly. Yeah. When you're on your deathbed, basically. So I've thought about the name again. I remember saying to Lee, I want a 3-syllable middle name. And I think at that point he just walked out of the room. I was there like thinking about all these names that I wanted racking my brain. So I've got Summer Dorothea Rose, which I thought was really unique and special. And then I went to my first baby swimming lesson and it was like, let's do the baby's names, jigging the baby in the water like you do, thinking, what the hell am I even doing here? And it was like, Summer Dorothea Rose. And then the woman next to me went, Summer Rose. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
No.
But she was born on the heat wave. So it would have been, when was she born? 2012, a heat wave. I really wanted an S name. And so Lee came up with it. He sounded all right with his Brummie accent. We went for it. And then Lottie Loveday. I jinxed her birthday because she ended up being born on Valentine's Day. And I'd already chosen the name Loveday.
Which
but we are
lovely.
Brave middle namers. So we've got Blossom, Loveday and Dorothea Rose.
We're like secretly cool in the middle.
Yeah. just so no one knows.
You should see our underwear. Yeah. It's crazy. There we are. And I was there for Lottie's birth and it was really nice, really bonding. So we have spent many an hour discussing our own babies' names, but now we're going to tell you about your names. So Naomi, you're going to read them out to me. I'm going to answer. So I have been doing what I usually do, which is overthink.
Analysing the hell out of
Analyse, research, all these names. So I've got a few viewer dilemmas. So thank you so much for sending them in. If you want to take part, you can pop into the comment section below. My email is sj.strum@yahoo.com. You can rate and review this podcast and leave a dilemma for me there, or find me over on YouTube where I'm often talking about these viewer dilemmas because they are my absolute favourite ones to do. But I love having your ideas as well. So join in. We're all baby name experts today.
And this first one I think is really difficult. So I'll be interested to hear what you've come up with.
Okay.
So it's, hi SJ, I'm having a hard time finding any baby names that go with my fiance's unusual last name, which is Roast. Yes, like Sunday roast dinner. I love names like Esther, Wren and Miles. But seriously, Wren Roast doesn't sound good. Love you and all your videos. Much love, Kate and Dan. What have you come up with? Don't say Sunday.
Oh, yes.
It was there for you.
I actually do love the name Sunday.
Yeah, so do I think, but not with roast.
Not with roast. I mean, as much as I love a roast. Or Toby.
Everyone.
You couldn't go Toby because you're thinking of Toby Carvery.
No.
I mean, I would find it off-putting if to have that type of a surname. So what a nightmare.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I thought, was I just being a cow? Because I thought, fiance, there's time, there's time.
There is. Keep your own name.
Keep your name.
I know, I did. But then I looked back. So then I've embraced it. I have overcome. And I had a lot of emails about tricky surnames.
Oh, I can imagine.
So I've got some tricks.
Go.
Of my baby naming sleeve. So first of all, I looked into the... into roast. The other thing with roast is now you've got this thing about taking the mick out of somebody is to roast them, and it's quite difficult. You know, it does have a few problems to navigate, but you've got to embrace your name. It's quirky, it's fun. It's actually very old German. It's actually from the Frank tribe. So Frank roast would be quite funny. So the Frank tribe actually come up for loads and loads of names, and they were really interesting because the phrase to be Frank means to talk openly and honestly, and their tribe was all about you weren't allowed to speak unless you were one of the elders. Wow. And for some reason, a lot of names I research go back to this Frankish tribe. So
for that reason, I really like Frank Rose, because I think it is, you know, sort of addressing out loud that you have got a bit of a unusual surname.
It's interesting. But she likes Esther and Miles. So what I felt with those names, they're obviously great names, quite, they're in that nice sweet spot where they're well known and easy to say, but they're not really, really well used. But I feel like with the S, Miles Roast, Esther Roast, it really brings the surname more prominently. Mm. And actually, what's quite good is to use... I tried some names that have none of the letters or none of the sounds from the more difficult surname. And it kind of balances it a little bit better.
Okay.
So listen to
Let's
this.
Hear them.
First of all, I was thinking... rather than Miles Roast, even adding a two syllable, because I think one syllable can sound a little bit funny. Mm-hmm. So even Milo Roast is a little bit better.
Softer.
Bit softer. But then I still think you've got the Milo Roast. It's...
I'm just going to...
Yeah,
that's really good.
You're looking at me.
Can I veto that one on behalf of Kate and Dan? But carry on. Yeah, carry on.
It does sound a bit like my roast as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That is my roast. Yeah, okay, yeah. Forget that one.
Okay.
All right, good you're here.
Yeah.
So, okay, what about these? So these were the ones, then I went on to the no sounds from the name roast. So then I've got, no, because now you're making me laugh about all of them. Okay, I'm going to start with my girl one. So what about something like, you're making me laugh. What about something like Abigail?
Yeah.
So it's got none of the sounds from roast.
That's better.
So rather than, so you've got Esther Roast.
They've got to
roast,
have a girl called Abigail.
Abigail Roast. Mm-hmm. It just sort of balances it a little bit, doesn't it? Because it's not got any of the same strong consonant sounds. Abigail Roast.
Yeah, and the more syllables.
Yes.
Outweighs, yeah.
The single
okay,
syllable.
Okay, I've got it. Okay, that's the answer. Right. Abigail Roast.
So some sort of longer name.
Yes.
Not a one syllable, and try to avoid R, O, or S.
Yeah.
The other one I've written down, so say for a boy, same strategy, Felix Roast.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
You're looking like it's not all right.
I'm looking like Dan should come up with the names because he's the one with the silly surname, don't you think?
Well, Daniel Roast, see, his mum's thought
his mum's gone through it, yeah.
So that is my strategy. If you've got a difficult surname, try to balance it by not using the same sound. Mm-hmm. Think of a longer name for a shorter, difficult surname. And yeah.
Do you know what my strategy would be?
What?
Have a really good middle name so you could drop the roast name. Don't you think?
Yeah. Mm. That is a very good strategy.
Just go, yeah.
We've been a bit obsessed with dropping our surnames for quite a long time.
I think that's why I've got it, because our maiden name...
We didn't like it as much.
No.
Witcher. We've got to say it now, Witcher. Mm. So we were witches. All right, so
yeah, gloss
one.
Over that. Next one. Okay, right, ready? I'm 23 and my dad is about to have a baby boy with his partner. I suggested the name Aiden, my own name backwards. So she's Nadia. They love it. Some people in the family think it's too close to name him after me, but we live in different continents and have huge age differences. I think it's a pretty cool thing since we don't get a typical upbringing as brother and sister. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's pretty genius.
Yeah, so do I.
Aiden and Nadia backwards, because they don't sound anything the same.
And she's happy with it. I think that's the most important thing, because obviously dad's in a new relationship.
Yeah.
A big nod to that. A big thumbs up.
I think really lovely.
So
really nice to be involved. Well done. Good choice.
Good choice.
And they're
stick
not
too
matchy-matchy. And actually, if you saw them written down, it takes you a little minute.
Well, like it did for me. Just
but
to
it
say.
Is a little bit like, name the baby after me.
I'm not getting that. I'm getting it's a really nice nod to dad's new chapter.
I think so as well.
I'm on board with that
We're
one
on board. Well done, Nadia. We like that one.
Okay, my daughter is called Maisie and she has two family names as middle names. If baby number two is a girl, I would like to use my nan's name as a middle name, Diane. But I can't think of a first name that goes with that that I like. I would also like another middle name. So there is two. But again, I feel like nothing goes. What have you come up with there?
It is a bit hard, actually. Because I was like, oh, that's not like that big a dilemma. But then I started realising it actually, Diane is quite a hard middle spot. And I think it's
closed.
Quite, it is. But also, I think it is quite popular. So I was looking, so you can go with the D, but obviously I don't think D works as two first names. So say I was looking at Delilah Diane, I don't really like it, or Daphne Diane. It's just you can't really, sometimes you can do the alliteration thing, but I don't think you can. You can also look at girls' names with you, because the D is what's difficult. It's difficult to end and then start on a D again. So then I looked at it, could you put the strong D in the first name as well, so something like Ariadne Diane, but I still think it's a bit hard, isn't it? Ariadne Diane. It's because Diane sounds like it's a whole new start.
So yeah,
normally
it does.
A middle is a bit softer. So what I've come to,
yeah, what have you got with it? I can't wait to hear this.
I like these. So I was thinking, what you need to do is you need to end the first name on an A. So then it leads nicely into the strong consonant, which I really should learn to say because I've said it twice in this podcast. I don't really know.
You're not going on countdown.
Consonants, is it?
Continent,
no, you just said continents.
Oh, no. What? Don't talk about it then. Just gloss over.
The strong, the hard letter. Normally I do that bit out of my YouTube. So I think you need to end on the A. So what do you think of these? These are really nice. Just to tell you already. Don't care what you think. So ending on the A really works. So Cora Diane.
Yeah, I really like that.
Nice. Even Sienna Diane.
Yeah, lovely.
They work, don't
really
they?
Really nice.
All the A's I tried. So then I find this beautiful name, Aviana, which means bird. So for Aviana Diane, it really works with the A's. Every time I played around with it, I think your only trick is to end the first name on an A and you'll be absolutely fine. And she also said that she has her daughter Maisie and she's got two family middle names. So Maisie actually means pearl. So that's quite cute. So you could link the two girls by having something like Cora Diane Pearl.
Yeah, lovely. That's really nice.
Thanks.
Well done today. It's like your baby name expert.
It is.
You've done really well
it
there.
It is almost like.
Okay, let me move
I've randomly made this my job.
I don't know what your qualifications are, but you're doing well. So
Thank
let's go on
you.
To the next one. Yes, please help us. Me and my husband are trying for our second and can never agree on names. Our first is called Scotland, Scotty, and we love her name. I love names that no one else has, but can easily pronounce when you see it. My ideas for the next one, but husband isn't in love with it. For a boy, Roman, Caption, Nixon, and for a girl, Sunday or Halliday, Navy, Francis, so they'd go Frankie. I'd so appreciate your help.
So what are you thinking there about these names? I feel like they've got the opposite problem that we've had here. I don't think she's got a traditional problem, does she? She's got...
Well,
they
Scotland
like...
is very strong, isn't it? It's like a real statement name. I mean, I hope they are from Scotland.
No,
do you?
I reckon they're probably American because in America they absolutely love anything to do with Scotland.
Yeah, you've told me that before.
I'm basing that on like one American person I know. But also... Kardashians, do you, Penelope Scotland.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
Well,
it's because you're an expert.
I've been so excited to give you a Kardashian fact.
I can't believe it. You know something that I don't know.
because the reason I knew that is because I'd mentioned the name Scotland in a video and somebody put in the comments, yes, because Courtney's daughter's Penelope Scotland. And I was so irritated that I'd missed a Kardashian moment.
In fact, okay.
So that makes me like it a lot. And I really like the name Scout. Scotty obviously has a slight, is it Star Trek-y type of vibe?
Yeah, I'm getting that vibe from it. I'm finding it quite a masculine name. So quite unisex, would you say?
Which are really popular.
Really popular. So do you think that the second one needs to have a softer name maybe? But then they're all quite hard names, I would say. Like Roman...
I've just felt a lot of them. I think if you've got a name that is a word, it's hard to pick a second.
It really
because
is.
It sounds like, so if you had Scotland Navy, it sounds really two words.
Yeah,
it
so we have this.
Sounding like a name. Why?
Yeah, because we had summer.
Oh, you've got summer.
So I really liked India, But I didn't want to have like India and Summer. It sound like I'm just sort of going through objects and picking names. So I really wanted a name that was just a name, if that just makes sense. Name. And
I'm leaning towards that. So the one I really liked, even Roman, I thought was quite word.
Yeah.
Just as a pairing. But I do think, you said you're not in love with these, but I can get a strong sense of your style. The name I liked out of all of them that I thought works the best is Nixon.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think that works quite nice, Scotland and Nixon. But yeah, so I have said that I am tempted to stay away from two obvious word names, even though I would 100% myself have a child called Scout or Scotland or Holiday or January. Like, I love them. Sunday, true. Just stop me.
All the virtues, but yeah.
Basically, I could go with anything.
Yeah.
But I have written down a couple. I've just got a couple, and they were just ones that sprung to mind from the rest of the names that you like. So I quite liked the name Delta. So it isn't so obviously a word name, but Delta is like the mouth of a river.
Yeah,
so
lovely.
It's kind of got that kind of outdoorsy vibe of Scotland and Scotty.
Yeah.
Delta. I've really got a bit of a crush on that name at the moment. It's not really popular yet, so you're getting something as unusual as Scotland. It is kind of a word and that kind of unisex vibe. Mm. And also, it also means fourth. So this baby being like the fourth member of the family with like mum, dad, Scotland and Delta.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
They sound quite nice.
Yeah, they really do. I prefer it to Nixon.
I think it's got the D and the L of Scotland, but another way around. And the T. That's why I've gone Delta. Basically, Scotland is like a... Have I just muddled the letters of Scotland around? Probably.
No. But no, I really like it. Are you thinking for a girl or a boy? Or both?
Either,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Either. And then the other one I wrote down, because I was looking at Nixon, and I found the name Stellan. So it's like Stella, but with an N on the end. And it means calm in Scandinavian. So it's quite a popular name over in Sweden. But I just quite liked it. Scotty and Stellan, I thought, sound quite nice together if you're going to go with, if you like sort of a little bit of a matching vibe. So that was the other one I wrote down, but that's all I've got for that. But I liked those two names.
Yeah, I like them.
They just sprung out to me. So... I basically, when I'm looking for a name, people sometimes are like, what do you even do? But often it just, I think something pops into my head and then I'll do some research. What does it mean? How can it link? Or I'll research the names. I'll put in like Nixon and see what else kind of comes up.
Yeah.
And then I'll just follow. Basically, I Google.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you can get a good, somebody's, what's great there was that dilemma is she's given me so much of an idea of the names that she likes.
Exactly.
So it's quite a good one. So I would sort of steer clear of the strong word associations, look for those strong sounds, and hopefully you like either Delta or Stellan as sort of spring points.
Absolutely, really good ones.
You've got a great idea for a podcast. You've recorded it on your phone or you've used our podcast creator pack, but now you want it on Spotify for everyone to listen to, right? Well, for £199, VidPix will make it happen. Use our basics guide to get started. Then record up to 4 episodes using your phone, upload to us, and we'll do the rest. We'll add a professional jingle, make sure it sounds great throughout, add custom artwork, and send back a link to listen on Spotify. So, what are you waiting for? Make it happen.
We were going to have a chat about my new obsession, which is these online huge dramas that people have. They're more like agony dramas where people are interfering with the names, which we know happens quite often.
All the time.
So I've actually been sent a few, though, from my viewers. So they don't want us to help them come up with names, name ideas. They want us to solve and basically tell them how to navigate these family dramas. I don't feel like, did we ever have a huge family drama?
Not a huge family drama, but we didn't tell that many people. Well, as we've discussed, you didn't. I think we're probably a bit kinder.
Well, we just don't say anything.
I don't say anything.
We just say it.
And we don't follow any tradition. Like, even if there was a family name, be like...
So we're going to do a few of these very quickly. And guys, I really want you to, at home, think, put yourself in this situation and really help these people out, because they're having some really tough dramas. So first of all... this couple, she has a son called Henry, who's 6, and she has a daughter, Dorothy, who is 1.
Really
Henry
nice.
And Dorothy, really traditional.
Mm-hmm.
She's 6 months pregnant and she's having another boy. So huge congratulations. They have settled on their girl's name, Juniper Joy.
Yeah.
Love it. Quite wild. Do you find it? You go a bit wilder.
Suddenly a bit wild. Yeah.
With the third.
Like she's got the cool name.
Yeah. But she's not having a girl. No. She's gonna regret that. Maybe a plant. Juniper Joy.
Got a cat.
But even before they got pregnant again, they just couldn't agree on another boy's name.
No, hard.
So her top contenders, and I like these, is Wilbur and Edwin.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked Wilbur. You didn't like Wilbur.
I prefer Wilbur to Edwin.
Do you? So I liked Wilbur because I remember sending it to you as a last minute fancy free and you were like, I was like, I've got it, Wilbur, in the middle of the night. And you were like, nope. I was like, fine. So the problem is they have finally settled on a name now. Not Wilbur or Edwin. They are in love with it, but their mother-in-law, her mother-in-law, hates it. But to the point where every time they're seeing this mother-in-law, she's making horrible comments, and she's even given the unborn son horrible nicknames before he's even born.
It is awful, isn't it?
I mean, it is like a bit beyond. She's even gone as far as saying that she's not even going to call him that name under no circumstances, and will call him something else. Like, she's just going to make up, I guess, a little nickname. So she liked Henry, she liked Dorothy. What can be so offensive? She says he's going to get bullied in school. She doesn't want to let on that she's upset because she doesn't want the confrontation. Everyone else loves the name. But that, I mean, you can't avoid that type of confrontation.
It would really upset you if your mother-in-law was coming around saying things like that to you. Because as we say, you are pregnant.
Yeah.
The privilege of knowing the name before anyone else. I mean, this is why maybe you should keep names to yourself. Just don't tell.
So they want our opinion, everyone. And the name they have chosen... As the youngest brother for Henry and Dorothy, the name they've chosen is Cecil.
Mm. Right. So you can... Do you like that name?
I think it's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a love it or hate it.
Mm. I think that mother-in-law might have a bit of name association going on with that. And if she was cleverer, rather than just coming over and going, I'm not going to call him that, she'd say, well, what happened is I know someone called Cecil.
Broke my heart.
Didn't like him.
Yeah, she could.
Cecil. And then it's not even her fault that she doesn't like the name.
The thing with the name Cecil is it's feminine. So people like Cece for a girl.
I do.
But it's a little bit, it's soft. And she likes names like Henry, Wilbur, Edwin. And she's gone a bit left field. So she might be feeling the third baby last chance to be daring, like with Juniper Joy. And she's gone Cecil. I do like the name Cecil, actually. My plant is called Cecil. You know, my big plant.
So she could have two plants, Juniper and Cecil, and then maybe call the baby Wilbur.
I think she'll be happier with Wilbur going forward.
So do I.
If she doesn't want to... I don't think because she needs to care so much about her mother-in-law's opinions. I think her mother-in-law is bang out of line.
So do I.
She should not be saying anything about the name. She should just be grateful to be... told the name like you say and should just be supportive, but her mother-in-law has given her a taste of what people will be saying about the name Cecil because it is a divisive name. So she needs to decide, does she love it enough and doesn't care? But it will be one of those names, like Percy a few years ago was like that.
Well, you liked that.
I loved Percy. I liked Basil. Like, I quite like these types of names, so that's why I find it hard. Whereas you'd be like,
it's awful.
I'm kind of like, cuteness.
I don't get the cuteness at the baby stage. I can't imagine a baby called Cecil being cute. No.
But Cecily is very popular for girls.
I like that.
See, so what's your problem? Weird.
Well, I'd call her Cece. I wonder what the nickname is that her mother-in-law's come up with. Like, if it's just C or Cece, I mean, it's not that bad. He's going to get that anyway. Not many people are going to call him Cecil. What is it that I'm associating Cecil with? Is it a TV programme? Cecil? What's that from?
Nothing. It is
from something.
So you've heard what's going to happen, basically. I'm all on board of it, but I am on board with quirky names in general. I do think it's quite hard to have such traditional names like Henry and then Dorothy and then just suddenly Cecil. It does sound like you kind of, you know, you have done what we all do, which is go braver with the third one. Are you brave enough to have your mother-in-law's opinion and people's opinions on the name? Just decide that. It is not really so awful as you ask, and I would just have the baby play around. I love Wilbur, and I think Wilbur's on the right side of quirky already. That's my opinion. So next dilemma is her partner and I are pregnant with baby number two. They have only one boy name they both really like, and it is the name Fritz.
Are they English? Because it's quite out there.
No, they're not. They're German.
Okay, that helps, yeah.
But the last name is Fischer. Fritz Fischer.
Mm.
So she's saying there's also a really popular tongue twister in German about Fritz Fischer fishing fresh fish.
I can see the dilemma.
We don't almost need to read on. So her partner's worried that he'll get teased.
Is he?
He says no matter what first name we choose, speaking from his own experience, he gets the surname Fisher's all right, but not with Fritz Fischer.
I'm thinking of Al Fischer, are you? Is it from Summer Bay? Home and Away.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
So she says, will we be parents? Everyone thinks I'm mean or stupid for choosing this name.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you've gone a bit
off piece there. You've gone a bit crazy. Gone a bit nursery rhyme. Mad.
She's probably eating like all sorts of crazy like pregnancy food. You're like, is it normal to dip my chips in Marmite? I think it's okay.
I feel like there is a pretzel called a Fritz or something.
I think you just get that. You do get a bit of that weird little thing going on.
So we're
going
to have to say no to that name.
No to that name.
Yeah.
And we'll end on this one. This is more of a mother-in-law dilemma. Last one. So somebody has messaged me. She had her first child 13 years ago, told her mum if it was a boy, she was going to call him Alfie. And her mum got a cat and called it Alfie. Bit out of order. But then somebody else replied, this has happened about 5 messages.
It's controlling, isn't it? Do you think it's controlling? Like, I'll just call my cat it, then they can't call their baby it.
Oh, exactly. Well, look at this girl. Her mum, she said, my mum did this twice. I wanted a girl named Elliot and a boy named Bo. So she named the dog Elliot and the cat Bo because she didn't want those to be her grandchildren's names. It is literally...
It's unreal, isn't it?
Unreal.
I'd be livid. Would you? In fact, to the point that I might just go on with the name, thinking
so would
the
I.
cat will die and be quite...
Oh.
Well, the cat will only live however long, won't it?
I think if you've got, baby Trump's pet.
Baby Trumps.
That's all we need to say for that. So Elliot and Bo, the humans.
The humans. Live on.
Are coming. Well, thanks so much, everyone who sent me a message. I absolutely loved reading those. Thanks, Nay, for vetoing me, for reining me in and giving us some ideas as well. We will be back very soon with a second episode with more name inspiration, dilemmas for you to get involved with. We hope you are there for the next. And don't forget to leave us a rating. Email me any of your own ideas or answers to these dilemmas at sj.strum@yahoo.com. And find me on YouTube, where every single Monday you can get more baby name inspiration. We'll see you very soon. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.